Once again, I'm David Fair, and I'm now joined by the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins stops by every Thursday for Cinema Chat. And, of course, there's a lot to do this weekend. Always activities in and around town. You can watch Michigan beat Penn State Saturday at noon. You can watch Michigan State lose to Ohio State at 3:30. But there's still a lot of time left, and there's no sense in watching the Lions on Sunday, right? So, plenty of time to see the movies and go to the movies, and there's a lot to choose from, isn't there?
There is. The award season is cranking up in a big way. The Independent Spirit Awards are going to be announced on November the 24th. So there's a lot of speculation about what that's going to happen.
Is that one of the good indicators?
Well, it's a good indicator. Lately, the last couple years, the Best Picture and many of the Best Actor and Actress performances were rewarded with the Independent Spirits, which is kind of weird because it was intended to be kind of anti-Hollywood.
Right.
But the quality pictures, at least in the last few years, have also been considered the independent and frankly, kind of lower budget films. So it's pretty interesting. So 12 Years a Slave and Birdman both won Independent Spirit and Oscars, as has seven of the last Best Actor and Supporting Actress awards.
Excellent.
So we'll see how that goes. But Spotlight, Room, Carol, they're all heavy favorites for Oscars, like Birdman was, and we'll see what happens. So some of the prognostication for Best Features, who knows? These may get nominated. Amelisa, which is a Charlie Kaufman film. It's an experimental narrative, but very, very indie. Beast of No Nation, which is a Netflix film that basically isn't being played in theaters. It played in just a few. Carol, which is coming in December, which has got great performances that are also going to be nominated for Best Picture. Room, which is now playing at the State Theater. And Spotlight, which opens this Friday, which is a Tom McCarthy film. He's one of my favorite directors. And so those are some of the buzz things for Best Picture, Best Female.
Yeah, that's going to pick up steam over the next month and a half, too. Yep.
So Kate Blanchett is the one that's being buzzed about for Carol.
Blythe, just about every year.
Yeah, Blythe Danner, who was in a picture that came out earlier this year, much earlier, I'll See You in My Dreams, Gwyneth Paltrow's mom, Brie Lawson in Room, again, which is currently playing in the market, and Katana Kiki Rodriguez in Tangerine, which is a very small budget film, and Lily Tomlin in Grandma, which played over the summer and early fall. So we'll see what happens. Oh, Diary of a Teenage Girl, Belle Powley, her performance in that film has also been buzzed about. Maybe Kristen Wiig and Welcome to Me. So Sarah Silverman, I Smile Back. And then in Best Actor, Christopher Abbott and James White, Eddie Redmayne in The Danish Girl. This is a performance that many, many people are looking forward to. Peter Sarsgaard in The Experimenter, Jason Segel, End of the Tour, Jacob Tremblay in, again, Room, which is currently playing locally. And maybe John Cusack in Love and Mercy, which is the Beach Boys movie that came out earlier, and Bryan Cranston in Trumbo, which is opening up this week as well. So anyway, there's a lot of buzz going out about all of these films that are up for awards. And
buzz is buzz, but reality is reality. We have real choices.
That's right. Brooklyn opens up. Now, this is based on a novel that is many people's favorite novel to come out in the last 10 years. And it's about a young Irish woman played by Saoirse Rowan, whose, again, performance is very well praised, who comes from Ireland. And she settles in New York City and is very, very homesick, lives in a boarding house. This is in 1950s Brooklyn, falls in love and then goes back to the homeland, and maybe she falls in love there. And then what's best for her in terms of her romantic life, in terms of her future?
Emotions that span the ocean.
That's right. But Brooklyn is a very well executed film. Best actor, maybe best picture nominations for this as the award season comes up. Spotlight.
Which you've mentioned a couple of times already.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of buzz on a Friday front.
This is a Pulitzer Prize, based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning Boston Globe investigations into the Catholic Church in the Boston area, and it was very, very explosive at the time that it came out, but again, really great performances with this film and wonderful reviews, so it's a dramatic, traumatic story, but a very well executed piece. So Spotlight is a film that a lot of people are looking forward to.
But it's a dramatic narrative of something that is too often far between, and that is amazing journalism.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, we lack that on a lot of fronts throughout this country, everywhere. And,
right.
And when you get an example of something that is that good, it deserves a spotlight.
Right. And All the President's Men is probably the most analogous film to this. So Spotlight opens this Friday at the State Theater. And then Trumbo is about the wonderful screenwriter Dalton Trumbo, who was holding...
Johnny Got His Gun, one of my favorite
books. That was his novel, but he did a lot of...
Behind the anonymous kind of work.
Well, and a lot of, you know... well-known films and before the 1950s when he was hauled in front of the House Un-American Activities and refused to testify and was blacklisted. He still wrote screenplays, but under assumed names, including Spartacus. And it's about this very cantankerous, very talented guy, Dalton Trumbo, who had it all and then kind of lost it in terms of financial success.
Some because big movie of the stars have finally stood up for him.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great story, and I can't wait to see how it plays out on the screen.
And Bryan Cranston plays Dalton Trumbo, and again is in the Oscar hunt for a best performance. The Spielberg Man and Monster series continues with Munich at 1 o'clock. Space Jam is the midnight film on Friday and Saturday, which is Michael Jordan and a bunch of animated characters from the Warner Brothers. And then the Yours Truly John Waters film series continues with Serial Mom.
Yeah, where the Cleavers meet the Manson family.
And Kathleen Turner stars as a psychopathic killer who's also a mom. Opening at the multiplex this week, again, a lot of films that are getting Oscar buzz. Now, The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 probably won't get a Best Picture nomination, but it's the kind of film that certainly wins the technical awards. A lot of people are anticipating this film as well. It's the last film in the Hunger Games
series.
And
it seems like Jennifer Lawrence is the it girl in Hollywood right now.
She is, and she's very, very talented. Started off and an art film and really got her recognition there. The Night Before is a holiday comedy that stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen, and Anthony Mackie. They've been friends since childhood, and they got together on Christmas Eve. They're getting older now, and some of their shenanigans don't pay off so well.
If Seth Rogen's in it, there's shenanigans, that's for sure.
Right. And two Oscar winners and a nominee star in Secret in Their Eyes, which is a crime drama about a tight-knit team of investigators that stars Chiwetel Ejiofor, Julia Roberts, and Nicole Kidman. Again, two Oscar winners and a nominee. They discover that Julia Roberts' character's teenage daughter has been murdered, and then 13 years later, the Chiwetel Ejiofor character discovers some subsequent information that it may actually put the perpetrator behind bars, except there's a kind of revenge thing that goes on with the Julia Roberts character that isn't particularly appealing. But again, Secret in Their Eyes is well-reviewed, and people are looking forward
to that. What about Rocky 64?
Well, this probably won't get any nominations for much of anything. But Michael B. Jordan stars as Adonis Johnson, who's the son of Cree. Apollo Creed, who was the great opponent of Rocky. There was a great respect between Rocky and Apollo Creed. Apollo Creed has passed away, and so Sylvester Stallone's character takes on the character played by Michael B. Jordan.
Going to be his trainer,
right? There you go.
Yeah,
absolutely. Pixar's new film, The Good Dinosaur, opens up this week as well. And Pixar is always in the Oscar race for best animated film. This film assumes that meteor that crashed in Mexico that literally killed all of the dinosaurs never hit the earth, and that so dinosaurs are still have been throughout history.
Befriending humans.
And this is about the good dinosaur.
Right.
So, anyway, a very intelligent animation company doing interesting things. Pixar's The Good Dinosaur is something to look forward to. And then James McAvoy and Daniel Radcliffe star in Victor Frankenstein, which is about Frankenstein. Special effects and horror film stuff, a little higher pedigree than most films, so you can go check that out.
There are options. We hope you will see you at the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.